Golden State Media Concepts Baseball Podcast. We cover everything Major League, from spring training to the World Series. We've got your favorite club covered, from New York to Boston to LA. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Baseball Podcast.
And welcome to the GSMC Baseball Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. And as you hear my voice, you realize I am not Tom. I am placing Tom until we find a permanent replacement for this show. So you will hear me Mondays and Wednesdays, I believe, at least for the rest of this month, or like I said, until we find his replacement. Either way, you can listen to me more on the GSMC Football Podcast, the GSMC Sports Podcast, the GSMC Basketball Podcast, and the GSMC Soccer Podcast. So after you're done listening to these, go ahead and subscribe to the other ones. And if you like them, continue to listen to them. Either way, here's what I got for today's show. You read the title. Boston's got bullpen issues. Yes, they do. And that's going to hurt them in the postseason. Of course, unless Alex Cora is some genius who can somehow magically figure out a way to, I guess, I don't know. I don't know how you fix the bullpen, honestly. I mean, we'll get into that in a little bit. Either way, we'll be doing that. We'll be talking about the Yankees and A's wildcard race. Also talking about the games that took place over the weekend. We'll be looking at Friday's games, recapping the scores, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then looking into the series going on this week, along with talking about any other storylines currently going on in the MLB. But we look at Boston, okay? Red Sox off to a hot start. I mean, you can't even call it a hot start anymore. They're just a very good team with a very good record. I mean, you got the Yankees, who I believe still got the second best record in baseball. Yankees 89-54. They're tied with the Astros for the second best record in baseball. Red Sox are still 8.5 games ahead of them in the AL East. And for those Yankees fans that think, yes, we still have a chance at winning the division, I'm going to play it straight here. You don't. Red Sox currently 98-46. But looking at Boston, not all is well over there. Why? Well, I mean, you look at it. They got David Price, who's been pitching well. Red Sox fans haven't been too fond of him in his first couple of years, but it seems this year, now that he's pitching a whole lot better, they're starting to come around. Obviously, you still got some who will yell out, well, what about the postseason? What's he going to do there? Well, for those Red Sox fans, look at what he did last postseason. Yes, he came out of the bullpen, but did he do his job? Yes. Was he basically unhittable? Yes. Why are you worried about what he's done with the Blue Jays when it's a completely new season? I mean, yeah, he wasn't a very good postseason pitcher with all those other teams, but that was years ago. It's time to move on. He only had one postseason start with Boston, and I'd say he pitched pretty well on that one. Didn't get too much run support there. So either way, yeah, you got Sale, Price, I'd say Eduardo Rodriguez, and Rick Porcello can give you 5 innings each in the postseason. But after that, I mean, who do you trust in that bullpen? Not one soul. Joe Kelly, I mean, the only reason he doesn't get too much heat from the Red Sox fans is because he punched that Yankees player in the face when they got in that one fight. Heath Embry's been bad. Everyone else has been terrible. You can't have Craig Kimball pitch from innings 6 to 9, can you? No. So, I mean, they had a series going on with the Astros over the weekend, and the bullpen played a big part in that series. This is one where Boston probably should have come away winning 2 out of 3 and weren't able to. Why? Because after the good performances from their starting pitching, bullpen came out and blew it. Almost did it again last night. And this Boston Red Sox team has done well to wake up the bats and basically put up 5 runs in any given inning when they want to. But that's not going to be the case in the postseason. You want to go deep in the postseason, pitching is going to take you there. And like I said, your starters are going to be able to give you quality starts. But after that, are you trusting Heath Embry? Are you trusting Joe Kelly? Stephen Wright? Anyone else there? No. It might have to be an instance where maybe you move Stephen Wright to the starting rotation in the postseason and move a guy like Rick Porcello or Eduardo Rodriguez to the bullpen just so you have a arm that you can count on. Maybe not. I saw MLB Network, their Twitter account, posted a poll today. Should the Red Sox move David Price to the bullpen for the postseason? As ridiculous as a question as it sounds, it might not be all that bad. I mean, yes, David Price has been an absolute monster for the Red Sox since the All-Star break. But, and I'm not saying they should or anything like that. I think David Price should be a starter in the postseason, just for my 2 cents. But you get to the postseason, maybe you throw Price into the bullpen and have Stephen Wright take his spot. I'd say Stephen Wright, again, he's a knuckleball pitcher. I don't really trust knuckleballers too much. Shout out Tim Wakefield, 2003 ALCS, Game 7. Either way, maybe you throw Stephen Wright out there, and he gives you 5 innings. Price finishes up the next 3. Kimbrel comes in. Maybe you get something like that, because Boston, like I said, has to get creative here. Alex Cora needs to come up with a solution. I could care less Boston has won 898 games. I can care less that they scored 778 runs, which, according to my fantasy computer and ESPN, is the most in the league. I can care less that they got a plus 219 run differential. If your bullpen isn't showing up in the postseason, you have no chance. And I'd say this is a Boston team who can't necessarily afford another postseason disappointment. Last time they won a World Series was 2013, right? Since then, haven't done much. Last season, saw them play the Astros in the ALDS. Got the brooms out. Plus, you got good old New York out there. Let's say they win their wild card game. Can the Red Sox really handle a series loss in the ALDS to the New York Yankees after having the regular season that they did? I mean, Boston media will rip the Red Sox to shreds. So will the national media, and so will I. But, I mean, we'll see what ends up happening. Alex Cora has done well to manage through the season. He's had players at the DL a bunch of times. He's managed to get past that. But I'd say this is one where Dave Dombrowski kind of gave him the short end of the stick here. If you're Dave Dombrowski, how on earth do you not go out and get bullpen help at the trade deadline or at the waiver trade deadline? Honestly. In what world do these guys on this bullpen currently give you any sense of comfortability going forward? They don't. Dave Dombrowski, I'd say, in his tenure as the Red Sox GM, has made some really great moves, such as trading Yoan Moncada and Michael Kopech over to the Chicago White Sox for Chris Sale. I'd say Red Sox are looking pretty good with that deal currently. I like bringing over David Price, but he's had some misses. Remember he traded Andrew Espinosa over to the Padres for Drew Pomeranz? Drew Pomeranz is terrible. And I'd say another miss was not bringing in bullpen help. I mean, what was the kid's name last year that they got from the Mets? I'm drawing a blank on his name, but he was supposed to be someone who helped the Red Sox in the postseason also with their bullpen. Terrible. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on his name. Maybe I can search up the Red Sox roster from last year, pick it back up. But either way, yeah, as many hits as Dombrowski has had, he's also had some big misses. And this season could highlight that. But, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how Boston does again. I mean, I'd say as of right now, given the series that just played out, Astros are currently the best team in baseball, with the Red Sox being the second best team in baseball. But either way, any way you go about it, bullpen help was needed. So let me see if I can pull up their 2017 roster and see exactly who it was that they... Oh, it was Abad. They brought in Abad from the Twins. Excuse me, not the Mets. Fernando Abad was supposed to help him. Didn't do that. I mean, Yeah. That's another miss right there. You got Brian Johnson. I don't expect him to do anything as far as coming out the bullpen for the Red Sox in the postseason. They need help. I'm not sure if they're going to get it. Like I said, Cora's got to get real creative here. So, we'll see what ends up happening with Boston. I mean, you got two guys who could potentially win the MVP in Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez. I'd say if I was whoever votes for it, I'm giving it to J.D. Martinez. He's just been a much better hitter than Mookie Betts. And I know Mookie Betts has been a monster as far as playing right field. But either way, I feel like you got to go with J.D. here. And also, you got some kids over in the Astros that, I mean, could potentially win it there. I know Alex Bregman's had a real solid season for them this season also. So we'll see what ends up happening. But if I'm Boston, if I'm a Boston Red Sox fan, I'm looking at this past series with the Astros, kind of not panicking, but worried a bit. So we'll see what ends up happening with them. Either way, next segment, we're going to be talking about the games that took place over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So stay tuned, and I will be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
All right, and welcome back to the GSMC Baseball Podcast. We're going to push that segment where we talk about the games over the weekend to the third segment. I want to talk A's-Yankees. That's going to be the wild card game. Sorry, Mariners fans, your season ended, I mean, months ago. Like, officially ended when you guys had that pregame fight and then lost to the Orioles later on that night. But either way, yeah, right now we got the Yankees who are currently up 2.5 games on the A's for that top wild card spot, and don't look now, there's a chance that it's Yankees-Astros. I get that the Astros have been playing well as of late. Let's check them. The Astros are 7-3 in their last 10. The 2.5 games up on the A's in that AL West division. A's currently 7-3 in their last 10 also, but have also won 4 in a row. That division isn't wrapped up yet. I'd say we all know who the playoff teams in the AL are going to be. Yankees, Red Sox, Indians, Astros, A's. But we got to see who's playing where and in what game. I can easily see the A's taking over the Astros for that AL West, playing the Indians in the ALDS. And that'd be worst case scenario for the Red Sox, I'd say. I mean, you don't want to play the Astros in the ALDS. And I assume that you'd much rather play the A's. As good as the A's are, I don't think that they're built for the postseason. And, I mean, we've seen this movie before, literally. Brad Pitt was great, so was Jonah Hill. One of my favorites. But either way, getting back to seriousness, yeah, we've seen this constantly with the A's. It's a cycle. Every few years, like, they'll be bad for a few years. Well, actually, no, they'll be good for a couple years. Then eventually, those good players that they had will be due for contracts. The A's owner doesn't like putting money into this A's team. So Billy Bean, what is he forced to do? He's forced to trade the Josh Donaldsons, the Gio Gonzalez's, and all that. He gets prospects for those players. So once they gut the team, because the owner refuses to put money into that organization, they will be bad for a few years. And as those few years are going on, those prospects that Billy Bean got for the Josh Donaldsons and all those other players are developing. And once they are developed, they are called up. A's will probably be bad for another season. But the next year, those players will finally fall into their stride and start playing well. Hence, we get the A's being 87-57. A's fans don't know it yet, but Chris Davis is going to be the next guy to get traded. And boy, oh boy, just wait till Matt Chapman's gone. Harsh, but it's the truth. That's why the A's fans aren't showing up this season. I mean, literally, why? I follow a lot of Bay Area writers and all that. They've talked about the attendance issues. The A's, they make their voice, their fan, yeah, the A's fans make their voice heard. They constantly say, we're not showing up because why? Yeah, this team is good here this year. Probably going to be good next year. But how long until ownership doesn't fork up the money to pay these guys and Billy Beane's got to trade them? So that's a legitimate answer right there. I'm not hating on A's fans for not showing up. I mean, you keep feeding them garbage, eventually they're going to stop eating. And that's what this is. So they'll show up for that wild card game. At least I think. I mean, A's fans could just be taking a stand where they just don't show up if that game's played in Oakland. But either way, like I said, I just don't think the A's currently have a team who could match up with Boston, the Astros, or the Indians. And A's fans currently, I don't know, look at the A's record against the Red Sox this regular season. That's great. It's the regular season. I don't care. This is postseason baseball. So, it's a bit different there. Like I said, we've seen the A's lost in the wild card game to the Royals that one time. I mean, they're the ALDS. Like, the ALDS is their ceiling. For those that watch the NBA, they're basically the Toronto Raptors. Great, you played well in the regular season, but you never do anything in the playoffs. So, as far as that goes, like I said, we're more than likely going to have an A's-Yankees playoff or wild card game. And if I'm the Yankees, I think there's a question as to who I'm starting for that wild card game. People, first name that comes to your head is Luis Severino. Severino's been terrible since the All-Star break. Can you really trust him to give you a quality start or at least a decent start there? I'm not so sure. And if it was me, I'm not starting Severino, like I said. I think there, you go with either Lance Lynn, Tanaka, or, dare I say it, and this is who I would go with, again, a bit of a risky move here, but I go CeCe. I think that the Yankees bullpen is good enough to win them the game. Meaning, I think CeCe Sabathia, given how long he's been in the league, his postseason experience, and the fact that he's just a vet, like I said, can go out and pitch his way through five innings. If CeCe Sabathia were to get me five innings, I'm depending on the Yankees bullpen to get me through the rest of the game. I'm assuming Aaron Judge would be back by then. And I'm assuming that Stanton is going to be a big player this postseason, especially in that wild card game. That's my plan. And again, you guys might think I'm crazy. I actually might be, as far as this idea. But I mean, like I said, can you honestly trust Luis Severino to get you a win that game? I don't think you can. You need guys who you can count on. Severino's not one of them. So that's what I think for the wild card game. Because again, chances are it's going to be these two teams. And if the Astros end up playing that wild card game, then New York has no chance. I mean, let's just call it what it is here. I mean, as of right now, I'd say, like I said, the Astros are the best team in baseball, just at this given time. And I think Bregman, Correa, Altuve would be too much, along with all the other guys they got there. Then you got they have your choice at, I mean, four different starters for the Astros in that game, whoever they want. So as far as it goes down, I mean, Yankees got to hope it's the A's in that game. And if I'm the Yankees, you got to hope that you don't blow it, and you got to hope you don't play in that game in Oakland. I mean, A's fans, like I said, for them not showing up, that's fine. But when they do show up, they're some of the best fans. And I don't ever blame A's fans for not showing up to O.co Coliseum. For those that have been able to make it out there, you know, I know, it's a dump. It's terrible. I mean, it smells. Again, no one shows up. The team's usually bad. The best part about O.co Coliseum is you could buy a $6 ticket for the bleachers and make your way up behind the dugout. That's sometimes why I go to O.co and not AT&T Park, which is one of the best stadiums in baseball, if not the best. But either way, I mean, looking at this game, I'd say that the Yankees would be the favorites, rightfully so. Again, second best record in baseball, tied with the Astros. And that's just, I don't think the A's are built for the postseason. Like I said, they've had way too many guys hit the DL. Bob Melvin, I think, has all but wrapped up that AL Manager of the Year award. I mean, like I said, they've had so many different starting pitchers hit the DL. They currently got Sean Manaea up there. And, I mean, if you look at it, with all those guys, they're still right there. They could still win the AL West. It's ridiculous. This shouldn't be happening with the A's. They're the best story in baseball this year. They might be the best story in sports this year. And you know what? I can't wait for Moneyball Part 2. I mean, Brad Pitt is back. Jonah Hill, I don't think he'd be back because I think that guy ended up finding a different job. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he ended up getting a job with the Cleveland Browns. That explains so much with Cleveland as far as how miserable they've been over the last, like, the last 20 years. But either way, yeah, I mean, you got to think they'd be making another movie out of this. I mean, the media has been talking about how great of a story this has been. You don't think Hollywood's going to swoop that up, Moneyball Part 2? It's a sports movie, so you know you'll get the sports audience there. First movie was also a very good one, too. It wasn't some just cheesy sports film like Space Jam or anything like that. It was actually good. It wasn't terrible like the last two Sandlot movies, the biggest atrocities in the history of movies. But either way, getting back to the point, I mean, it'll be interesting. We got a few more weeks left in the regular season. We'll see what the A's can do. Right now, they're getting hot. Kind of were in a slump last couple weeks. Did well to stick around and gotten hot at the right time. Like I said, 1-4 in a row. Let's see if the A's are going to be playing tonight. And as far as the Yankees go, I mean, they got a real solid team. You got McCutchen, Hicks. I mean, their lineup is ridiculous. Stanton, Didi's back. Gary Sanchez still stinks. But either way, we'll see what's going on. Let's see, who do the A's play tonight, or do they play tonight? The A's do not play tonight. They got an off day. So for Tuesday, the A's will be beginning a series with the Orioles. I mean, you got Mike Fiers going up against Alex Cobb. Mike Fiers has been absolute lights out for the A's so far since he's been there. So we'll see what ends up happening. And like I said, as far as the Yankees go, I mean, I'd go CC in that wild card game. CC gives me five innings. Bullpen handles the rest. Judge, Stanton, Gregorius, Hicks, McCutchen will do well to get me enough runs on the board to where I feel comfortable going forward. So we'll see what ends up happening. But either way, I mean, that, like I said, that wild card race isn't necessarily over, meaning it's not going to be just those two teams. You could have it where the A's win the AL West and the Astros end up falling into that wild card game, and that's worst case scenario for the Yankees right there. So we'll see what ends up happening. Either way, next segment, we will be looking at the games over the weekend, talking about those, giving some thoughts on some of the teams that have played. So stay tuned for that, and I will be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
All right, and welcome back to the GSMC Baseball Podcast. So far today, I've talked about the Red Sox bullpen issues and talked about a potential Yankees-A's wildcard game. Now we move on, and we will recap Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's games over in the MLB. So getting started for Friday, we had, I mean, two of the more relevant teams in the MLB, Padres and Reds, going up against each other. Padres, great move by that front office, signing Eric Hosmer long-term. I mean, maybe they got some plan where in a few years, he's a big part of their team and some prospects come up and they're working out. But either way, not looking so great this year. Reds ended up winning that game 12-6. You had the Blue Jays getting a surprising win against the Indians in 11 innings, 3-2. Indians, I mean, wrapped up their division at the start of the season. I don't think anyone... The Twins are actually a big disappointment this season. Me and Tom were on the sports podcast before the MLB season started, made our divisional predictions. I had the Twins making it into the wild card game. What a fool they made me look like, huh? Anyway, yeah, Indians lost 3-2 to the Blue Jays. Pirates beat the Marlins 5-3. A lot of people give the Pirates trouble. Pretty much, not trouble, but give him a lot of grief for trading for Chris Archer and that not really working out, and their little playoff push, them being buyers at the trade deadline not working out. Give him grief for that, but let's not forget Chris Archer's under team control for the next couple of years, so I think this is one where this season, yeah, it didn't work out. But either way, I'd say maybe next year or the year after that. At least next year. Maybe you could see something happen with the Pirates. Then, of course, we had the Astros and Red Sox playing, started their series on Friday. Red Sox bullpen issues were very, very, very highlighted in this series. I mean, one of the biggest reasons why they didn't end up taking 2 out of 3 games here. I mean, you look at it. Were the Red Sox really dominated in the series? No. You had David Price going 7 1/3 innings, only gave up 2 earned runs, came over with 10 strikeouts. You had Brazier coming in, gives up an earned run, and then Joe Kelly says, hey, don't worry about it, I'll add on 3 more. I mean, there's legitimate problems with this team heading into the postseason and their bullpen. But I don't necessarily think a big enough deal is being made about it. And I think Cora knows about it and hasn't really talked about it, because then it's just going to hit the fan and everyone's going to be talking about it. I mean, this is a very much a problem. So you had that. Then after that game, you had the Cardinals losing to the Tigers. Cardinals can't really be enough, can't really afford to lose the bad teams like that. I mean, you look at the Cardinals, they're what, 4.5 games back of the Cubs right now in the NL Central. I think they're currently in the second wild card spot. I think 2.5 games back of the Brewers, if I'm not mistaken. Cardinals also a great story this year too. Firing Mike Matheny earlier on in the season and just simply turning it on, pretty much being the Cardinals of the old here. Like I said, they lost to the Tigers there 5-3. Phillies lost to the Mets 4-3. This is the first time I've been able to talk about the Phillies on this podcast, but if you've heard me on the GSMC Sports podcast, I've written the Phillies off. They're done. I'm not going to say they're frauds or anything like that. It's just this isn't the year they're going to be catching the Braves. So they beat the Mets 4-3 there. The Rays beat the Orioles 14-2. Rays are going to have a real good team either next year or the year after that, but definitely going to be good in the foreseeable future. People tend to forget that this team is over 500. And they're kind of like the A's in a way where the casual baseball fan can't really name the top players on the Tampa Bay Rays. But if you look at the Tampa Bay Rays, they're currently 78-64. That's 14 games over 500. If you think about it, other than Rays fans, I'm sure no one really expected them to be as good as they currently are. And I think about it too, we give the Yankees a lot of problems for not being able to compete, like being able to consistently beat the Rays this season. But neither have the Red Sox. And I mean, it's pretty understandable considering the Rays do have a good team. So, yeah, they beat the Orioles 14-2 on Friday. Angels beat the White Sox 5-2. I got a question. Does Ohtani end up getting Tommy John? Or does he just continue to play out this season? I think Ohtani should get Tommy John. The Angels obviously brought him on to be that dual threat type baseball player that we've never seen as far as pitching and hitting. We know he can hit. That's fine. And when he pitches, he's great. And we see these pitchers every time, for the most part, when they get Tommy John, they come back much better than what they were. So I'd say, I mean, like I said, the Angels aren't currently playing for anything right now. Why not have Ohtani get the Tommy John? He'll probably miss most, if not all, of next season, which is a bit of a downer there. But, I mean, long term, I'd say it works out. And so this team really needs to do something about Mike Trout. Get this guy in the postseason, please. It's ridiculous how the best player in baseball and a guy who could end up being one of the best players of all time does not have any real postseason success. And it's not because it's his fault. It's because his team stinks. So then we have the Brewers playing the Giants. Brewers starting a real big series with the Cubs today. Like I said, the Brewers are about 2.5 games back. I'll have to double check that. Either way, they beat the Giants on Friday 4-2. Twins beat the Royals 10-6. I mean, shame on those two teams, the White Sox and the Tigers, for being as bad as they were in the AL Central. I mean, absolute garbage there. Should be literally embarrassed of themselves. Dodgers beat the Rockies 4-2. Rockies currently leading the NL West. You had the Diamondbacks beating the Braves 5-3. A's beating the Rangers 8-4. Yankees beating the Mariners 4-0. Cubs and Nationals were supposed to play that day. Got rained out. makeup update was for the 8th, which was the next day. So for Saturday's games, we had the Pirates picking up another win against the Marlins 5-1. Game one of the doubleheader between the Cubs and Nationals. Nationals took that one 10-3. Reds beat the Padres 7-2. That game ended in 7 innings. I mean, I don't think anyone's really mad about a Padres and Reds game ending early, huh? Astros beat the Red Sox 5-3. Astros is simply were the better team in that one. Not really one where you could put the blame on the Red Sox bullpen. A's beat the Rangers 8-6. And I guess A's being on the 4-game winning streak that they're currently on kind of helps when you're playing the Rangers in a 3-game series. So yeah, they beat the Rangers 8-6. Then you had the Indians beat the Blue Jays 9-8. Tigers again beat the Cardinals 4-3. Rays beat the Orioles 10-5. Nationals in game 2 took the second game of the doubleheader 6-5, excuse me. Angels beat the White Sox 12-3. Brewers beat the Giants again 4-3. Royals beat the Twins 4-1. Mets, I mean, let's talk about the Mets for a second. MLB needs to take them away from the Wilpons. What's currently happening with the Mets is absolutely ridiculous. They are a team who's not going to win any games going forward, even in the foreseeable future. I get that they're always players are always on the DL, but even then, so it's a problem. Jacob deGrom should be pitching for another team and show it. So should Noah Syndergaard. Okay, the Mets need to hit a full-on rebuild. Wilpons don't really care. Wilpons seem like they're trying to just turn a profit on this Mets team and put money on their pockets. MLB needs to do something about this. There should be no reason that a team in the World Series 3 years ago was currently this bad. There's teams with much worse records than them, but I'd still stand by the fact that I'd say the Mets are the worst team in baseball right now. But either way, they beat the Mets, or they beat the Phillies 10-5. Rockies beat the Dodgers 4-2. And then you had the Braves beating the Diamondbacks 5-4 and the Yankees beating the Mariners 4-2 there. Then for Sunday's games, you had the Blue Jays beating the Indians 6-2. Cardinals finally picking one up against the Tigers 5-2. Mets winning yet again against the Phillies 6-4. Rays beat the Orioles 8-3. Angels beat the White Sox 1-0. Brewers beat the Giants 6-3. Twins beat the Royals 3-1. Dodgers beat the Rockies 9-6. Mariners beat the Yankees 3-2. A's beat up on the Rangers once again 7-3. Padres beat the Reds 7-6. Braves beat the Diamondbacks 9-5. You had the Red Sox finally getting a win against the Astros 6-5 there. I mean, bullpen was a problem once again. If I'm not mistaken, the Red Sox were up 4-1 at this point. Or 5-1, excuse me. Astros tacked on 4 runs there. It's 5-5. Red Sox get lucky with Mitch Moreland hitting a walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the ninth. Like I said, Cora's got to get real creative with how he deals with his bullpen going into the postseason. And then you had the Cubs and Nationals games postponed, and then the Marlins-Pirates games postponed. A lot of rain going on over in the East Coast. You got a hurricane. Can't remember the name of the hurricane, but either way, a hurricane is about to hit the East Coast. So hopefully everyone out there stays safe, about as safe as they can. You know, those hurricanes out there are no joke. So like I said, stay safe out there. Either way, looking at the updated standings after the weekend, you had the Boston Red Sox up 8.5 over the Yankees. Talked about that earlier. Cleveland won their division when the season started. In reality, they're 15.5 up on Minnesota. Houston currently up 2.5 on Oakland. In the NL East, you got the Braves up 4.5 on the Phillies. Like I said, I wrote the Phillies off, as should you. They're done. NL Central, you had the Cubs 2 games up on the Brewers, 4.5 up on the Cardinals, and out in the NL West. Rockies getting hot at the right time. 0.5 game up on the Dodgers, 2.5 up on the Diamondbacks currently. If you take a look at the wild card standings, you got the Yankees currently 2.5 up on the A's. Seattle season ended as soon as they got in that little pregame fight and lost to the Orioles after, like I said. NL wild card race, a bit more close. The Brewers currently 2.5 games up on the Cardinals for that top wild card spot. Cardinals being in that second wild card spot are currently a game up on the Dodgers, 3 games up on the Diamondbacks, and 4.5 up on the Phillies. So we'll see how the rest of this season plays out. I think there's a good chance of things shaking up as far as the NL wild card and some of those divisions. But either way, we know who's making the playoffs in the AL. So we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. Next up, what I like to do for the fourth segment is talk about anything else going on in the sport I'm covering. Obviously, this one's baseball, so we'll find anything else going on in the world of baseball and talk about that. So stay tuned, and I will be right back.
The average SUV has two blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
And welcome back to the GSMC Baseball Podcast. I'd say it's been a pretty fun show for me doing this for the first time. Like I said, I will be with you guys at least for this month or until we find a replacement. But either way, today we've talked about the Red Sox bullpen issues, possible Yankees, A's, wildcard game, and then the last segment we basically recapped the weekend and gave some thoughts on a few teams in the MLB also. So we move on from that. Aaron Judge still taking batting practice, but still has wrist pain. My take on this for the Yankees, don't bring him out till the postseason, or at least till he's completely 100%. There's no need to rush him. Like I said, they're not winning the division. They have no chance. Yes, crazier things have happened, but that's why we call them crazy, because they don't normally happen. So, I mean, there's really no reason to bring him back soon. The Yankees have done just fine without him, if we're being real here, and I'm not trying to say the Yankees are better off without Aaron Judge or anything like that, because that's just not the case, but, I mean, they still got the second-best record in baseball for a decent reason, being they're a very good team. So, I say you keep Judge out till he's perfectly fine, and if it was up to me, he probably wouldn't be back till the postseason, because like I said, I mean, you got Hicks, who's been playing well, Stanton, and people haven't really been talking enough about Stanton. Stan has quietly had one of the best seasons of his career. It's not anything like last season, but nonetheless, it is still a very good season. I'd say a great season for him. And I think that's happened just given the fact that, I mean, look how much money he's making. The dude's a $300 million man. And then you take a look at, I mean, where he's playing. It's New York. They were booing him early on in the season because he had a 5-strikeout game. Obviously, the expectations are going to be a lot higher. But if you bring him back down to reality and look at the season he's had, I mean, like I said, his numbers aren't too far off with anything he's done before. And let's take a look at Stanton's stats so far this year. Once known as Mike Stanton, I guess he hates when people call him that, but I mean, you were Mike at one point. So looking at it, this season, batting average, currently hitting .266. That is the fourth highest of his career. His third season, he hit .290, hit .288 in 2014, .281 last year. All right, so batting average is down compared to last year, but nonetheless. RBIs, most RBIs he's ever had. He's on pace to, I'd say, have the third most RBIs he's had in his career. Last season, he hit .132, but like I said, him hitting 132 RBIs last season was just an outlier compared to his other years. Before that 132 season, he hit 105 in 2014, which was his highest. He's got 33 home runs. He hits five more, and that's second most in his career. As far as the doubles, he's hit 30. He hits three more. That's the most in his career. Base hits, he's currently at 147, eight more, and he ties his second career high in 2014, where he hit 155. Last year, he went 168. So if he somehow gets 22 more hits for the rest of the season, then he will have the most ever in his career. He's currently scored 88 runs this season. Third most in his career, one behind his second career most, which was in 2014, where he hit 89. I'm not saying this is Stan's best season ever, but this is about his second best season, third best season since he's been in the league. He gets a few more hits here and there the rest of the month, a few more runs, a few more RBIs. He'll be right there. As far as walks, those numbers are down. Let's see. Strikeouts. Actually, he got the most strikeouts of his career, so that's a bit of a downer there. So I'd say the only bad parts of his season have been batting average and strikeouts, but as far as everything else, I mean, he's been pretty solid. So, yeah, it hasn't been the greatest season ever, but it's one of his best. But again, like I said, you're playing in New York, you're in the pinstripes, You're making a lot of money. Expectations are going to be high, and rightfully so. Teams like the Red Sox, the Yankees demand excellence. And that's just what you got to give him. I mean, that's, like I said, why he got booed when he had that 5-strikeout game earlier on in the season. So, either way, getting back to Judge, like I said, don't bring him back till he's 100%. There's no need to. Let's see, anything else currently going on in the MLB? There's a story posted on ESPN.com. Reads, Yankees and Red Sox miffed at the Red Sox and Yankees miffed at Indians' acquisition of Josh Donaldson. Let's take a look why. Take a look at why they're miffed. And the Athletic actually came out with the report first. So let's see. They voiced their displeasure to the MLB about the trade. The Astros also asked the commissioner's office why it was allowed to go through. And I guess the issue is Donaldson not being healthy. I'm assuming you can't trade players on the DL. And I get why the Red Sox and Yankees and Astros weren't too happy about it. And the rule is a player's got to be certified healthy, like quote-unquote certified, in order to be placed on trade waivers. Donaldson agreed he was healthy. And the MLB Players Association also got involved there. So that's why he was able to go. So he wasn't healthy, but in quotes, he was healthy. He hasn't played a game with the Indians yet, and I'm not mad at the Indians for making this move. I'm a fan of one of these teams who's currently trying to win a World Series in the AL. But, I mean, am I mad at the Indians for getting Josh Donaldson? No. They found a way to get around it, and they did it. They didn't do anything illegal here. And if I'm the Red Sox or the Yankees, I'm not really too worried about what the Indians are doing. If I'm Dave Dombrowski or whoever made the complaint, hey, why don't we go look at that bullpen? Oh yeah, our bullpen stinks. How about we worry about that before we worry about what the Indians are doing? As far as the Yankees go, I mean, you won't have to see the Indians over until the ALCS. I don't know why the Yankees are really too worried about it. Josh Donaldson or not, the Indians are still a team who can make a deep run into the postseason and find their way back into the World Series. I mean, the Indians have been a team that have basically gone under the radar this year because, one, the Yankees got the second best record in baseball in Giancarlo Stanton. Two, the Red Sox got the best record in baseball with a rookie head coach. J.D. Martinez and Mookie Betts are absolutely destroying the ball this season. Three, the Astros are reigning World Series champions and also got the second best record in baseball. And four, the A's are having an improbable season that no one saw coming. So with the Indians flying under the radar, I mean, like I said, with or without Donaldson, this is a team that could find themselves back into the World Series. Somewhere they were 2 years ago, where they faced the Cubs and were, I'd say, a few moments away from winning that World Series. I mean, I'll never forget that Rajay Davis home run. I guarantee you there's some fans, people listening to the show thinking I'm an Indians fan. And that, I will tell you this, is not true. But by the way, yeah, I remember watching that game, Rajay Davis hitting that home run. Who would have expected Rajay Davis to hit a 2-run shot late in the game to help the Indians get back in it? No one. But he did it. And that was one of the funner World Series that I've watched too. And it's looking like over in the NL, I mean, the Cubs are the team to beat. I'd say the two favorites to make it to the World Series out of the NL, as far as, I guess, like I said, the Cubs are my favorite. But as far as who else I like, I'd go with the Brewers. The Dodgers, I don't trust the Dodgers, if I'm being real here. The Dodgers are always great during the regular season. Sometimes they'll make a run in the postseason. They always come up short. That's the Dodgers' motto. Sometimes we're really good a lot, but for the most part, we come up short. So I'd say it's Milwaukee and Chicago as far as the two teams I'd say have the best chances of going to the World Series. I mean, we could easily see, I don't know actually, winner of the wild card game is probably going to have to play Chicago. It's a point if Milwaukee ends up winning that wild card game, they play Chicago in the NLDS. Maybe that opens up the door for a Dodgers team. No, actually. I'd say we get Colorado versus Atlanta in the NLDS also, unless the Dodgers or Diamondbacks end up winning that division. So I'd say Colorado and Chicago actually have the best chance. Because I'm going to take Chicago in the NLDS against the Brewers if they play. And I'll take Colorado against the Braves because I just think the Braves are too young right now to make a deep postseason run. So I'd say, yeah, Rockies getting hot at the right time. Cubs, best team in the NL currently. Yeah, I'd say the Rockies and Cubs currently have the best odds, I'd say, to make it to the World Series, at least according to me. But that's all I got for today. Today we talked Red Sox bullpen issues, like I said. Yankees A's. Third segment, we recap this weekend in baseball. And then for this segment, we talked about a couple of other different topics currently going on in the MLB. So I want to say thanks for listening to the GSMC Baseball Podcast. I am your host, Jesse Tapia, and I believe I will be back Wednesday to do the show again. So stay tuned for that, and I will talk to you guys later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Baseball Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.